We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
A man has been jailed in relation to a multi-kilo drug operation. Sussex Police said Nigel Everdon, 59, of Eastbourne Road, Halland, appeared at Lewis Crown Court on Friday, August the 29th, and was jailed for 9.5 years. Police said this followed three men being jailed for their involvement in the same operation earlier this year. A Sussex Police spokesperson said, "The investigation by the Sussex and Surrey Serious and Organised Crime Unit into the UK-wide operation began in 2023. After building a significant amount of evidence suggesting Everdon's involvement in the operation, officers executed a warrant at his address. On the 26th of February this year, officers conducted a search at an address in Eastbourne Road, Halland, near Lewis. Officers seized 3 kilograms of ketamine, ecstasy, multiple bags of cannabis, 4 bags of magic mushrooms, 500 grams of cocaine, £700 in cash, multiple offensive weapons, including truncheons, knives, and firearms. Everdon was at the property and was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A and B drugs, possessing a firearm without a certificate, possessing, acquiring, or using criminal property, possessing an offensive weapon in a private place, possessing a weapon for the discharge of a noxious liquid, gas, or electrical incapacitation device. On February the 28th, at Brighton Magistrates Court, Everdon was charged with being concerned in the supply of cocaine, cannabis, cannabis resin, ketamine, and ecstasy, possession of a firearm without a certificate, possession of a firearm of length less than 30 centimetres or 60 centimetre prohibited weapon, 5 counts of possession of an offensive weapon in a private place, and participating in the criminal activities of an organised crime group, said police. He was also remanded in custody. On March 28th, he appeared at the same court. Sussex Police said he pleaded guilty to participation in an organised crime group, 2 counts of possession with intent to supply a Class A drug, possession with intent to supply a Class B drug, being concerned in the supply of a Class B drug, 2 counts of possessing a prohibited firearm, and 10 counts of possessing an offensive weapon in a private place. Detective Sergeant Jason Vickers said, "I welcome today's sentencing, reflecting the seriousness of Everdon's offences. This investigation has seen both a significant amount of illegal drugs and a number of dangerous illicit weapons removed from the streets of Sussex and beyond. Our priority will always be the safety of the public, and we will continue to disrupt and dismantle organised crime groups to keep communities across Sussex safe."
International Animal Rescue, IAR, which is based in Uckfield, has launched Bo's Lifeline Appeal, a 2-week emergency fundraising campaign to raise £50,000 or €60,500 to cover the urgent rescue, medical treatment, food, enrichment, and lifelong care of Bo, a brown bear who has endured nearly a decade of unimaginable cruelty. For 9 years, Bo was trapped in a barren cage at a spa resort in Armenia. Surrounded by the forest that should have been his home, he could smell it, hear it, and see it, but he was never free to touch it. Instead, visitors to the resort would wander up to his cage, point, laugh, and take selfies, treating his suffering as entertainment. Despite repeated attempts by IAR and its partners, the resort owner refused to release Bo, until now. Out of the blue, Bo has finally been handed over. After years of exploitation, his captors no longer see a use for him. The reasons are unclear. Is he too old, too sick, or simply too broken to amuse tourists any longer. Whatever the motive, Beau has at last been freed from his cage, but his ordeal is far from over. When rescuers from the Foundation for the Preservation of Wildlife and Cultural Assets, FPWC, arrived to move him, they found Beau in an appalling condition. His fur was matted with filth, his body weak from years on cold concrete, his spirit scarred by profound neglect. He is now safe at FPWC's rescue centre, but urgent veterinary assessments and possible MRI scans will determine the full extent of his injuries and trauma. Alan Knight, OBE, CEO of International Animal Rescue, said, "Beau has spent almost a decade locked in misery, used as a living prop for tourists. To see him finally free from that cage is a moment of relief, but also of urgency. He has lost 9 years of his life, and now he needs us more than ever. With the support of our donors, we can give Beau the medical care and the future he deserves." The Beau's Lifeline appeal on the public to help raise the funds needed for his rehabilitation. Donations will provide medical treatment, including scans, specialist tests, and ongoing veterinary care. Nutritious food to restore his health and strength. Enrichment and rehabilitation to ease his psychological trauma. Lifelong care in a safe, natural sanctuary environment. Beau's story is not unique. Across Armenia and beyond, bears continue to be exploited for profit, displayed as tourist attractions and kept in cages for entertainment. International Animal Rescue is determined to end this cycle of cruelty, but cannot do it without urgent public support. To donate and help rewrite Beau's future, visit internationalanimalrescue.org/appeal Beau's Lifeline.
A team of hikers is walking 80 miles along the Sussex border path in memory of a father from Uckfield who passed away. Barry Squires, 43, died in April, just 14 months after he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. He leaves twin 7-year-old sons. His wife, Jo Squires, 44, said, "Barry was well known in the town and was head of sport at Brighton University and chair of English University's sport." Jo said, "He was very sporty and he did lots and lots of things. He coached the Grasshoppers football team here, the under-sevens, and was involved in a lot." She said Barry was only in a kind of remission for a short time, but talked about wanting to do a Sussex Border Path hike to raise awareness about blood cancer while raising money for charity. Jo said, "Unfortunately, after he received a stem cell transplant in December, where initially it was looking like his body had accepted it, the type of cancer he had was really aggressive and came back." She explained that Barry had talked with friends from different universities about completing this long hike and said he wanted to call it the Hike for Heroes. So when Barry passed away, Jo and Barry's close friends decided that they would take on the challenge anyway in his honour. Jo describes herself as completely the opposite to Baz, because she does not usually do sport, so the walk is a massive challenge for her. She said, "There is this thing that everybody's started to say now. Ex-colleagues and I've had people from universities all across the UK sending such lovely words to us. This Be More Barry hashtag, which just kind of stuck." Jo said, "The phrase is like saying, seize the day or let's do this." They have set up a Just Giving page, which has already raised more than £1,200 for Blood Cancer UK. People can donate at justgiving.com/. Barry had gone through 12 months of intensive chemotherapy at Eastbourne Hospital to fight his illness. Joe said, "Baz showed such courage and strength through his battle, and he never gave up until the end. He never accepted that there wouldn't be a way, so it's personal for me to do this for him. To actually push myself is what I'm wanting to do, and to just make it to the end." She said several friends and family members will take part on various days. The people taking part include friends Andy Boland and Ross Harrison. Jo said her husband lived for every day and touched many people's lives in his job. She said he was a great father and husband and was one of those guys who would help anybody. He was hugely into sport and all the things that sport can bring for people, inclusiveness and team values. He really was passionate about that, she added. Jo said he never gave up and knew it was going to be tough. It's unfair, but he never really saw it like that. He just took it on board and saw it as another challenge to overcome. His motto as well was, "Win every day, and if you can find something to take away from every day, that's a little win."
Nusrat Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, visited the Groombridge's Men's Shed as part of her surgery summer tour, to meet some of its members and see their new workshop, which opened in 2022. Men's Sheds are a nationwide initiative that aims to tackle social isolation of men, especially those who have retired, by providing a place for men to socialise, share or improve DIY skills, and use them to support community projects in a safe environment and a friendly atmosphere. Thanks to several grants and a local crowdfunding campaign, a new permanent purpose-built facility was finally opened in Groombridge in 2022. Located at the end of the village car park on Station Road, the workshop boasts a wide range of tools and equipment, enabling all members to produce and repair products for the local community. Groombridge Men's Shed is open to all men and women from the age of 18 upwards. It is open Tuesday and Wednesdays from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit groombridgemensshed.co.uk or call 07354 031 981. Nusrat Ghani said, "I was pleased to drop by the Groombridge Men's Shed as part of my surgery summer tour to meet the wonderful team. Having supported their crowdfunding campaign, it was great to see the permanent workshop, which is well equipped and widely used by local residents. The shed is a great project, and I am pleased that we have several sheds across Sussex Weald, bringing together people of all ages and backgrounds and helping to tackle loneliness and isolation in our communities."
Three talented musicians are staging their third concert in September, raising money for a charity very close to their hearts. Matt and Rachel Cowling are presenting the Jumbo Ensemble in the Dream Centre at Chailey Heritage Foundation, East Sussex, with musical director James Honnes. There will be three performances of their brand new show, You Raise Me Up, one on Friday, September the 12th at 7 p.m. and then 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, September the 13th. The Saturday afternoon is a relaxed matinee. Each show promises an electrifying celebration of musical theatre, bursting with iconic hits and unforgettable performances. Featuring a dazzling lineup of powerhouse vocalists, a rich 15-piece choir, and a dynamic 16-piece orchestra, audiences will be swept away by favourites from Les Misérables, Oliver, Mamma Mia, and Hamilton. This is musical magic at its finest, an experience you simply cannot afford to miss. Last year's The Show That Goes Like This raised more than £11,000 for the charity, and this year Matt and Rachel are hoping for another successful 2 days. They decided to support Chailey Heritage Foundation after seeing firsthand how the charity has supported a family very close to them. Felicity Rowlings was born prematurely at 24 weeks and 3 days with many complications. Her twin sister Emily unfortunately did not survive. Now 8 years old, Felicity has spent 5 transformative years at Chailey Heritage Foundation. With the unwavering support of the incredible team, she has surpassed expectations and achieved milestones that once seemed out of reach. Matt said, "We have come to understand how special Chailey Heritage Foundation really is. We realise how much support the charity has provided to Felicity and her family. Nothing is too much for people who work at Chailey Heritage. Impossible is a word that does not exist there." Will Fowkes, Director of Specialist Services and Income, is grateful for the Jumbo Ensemble team for its ongoing support. He said, "Matt and Rachel first came to us because they are friends with the family of one of our students, young Felicity. We are gratefully indebted to their whole fit team for supporting us for a 3rd year. The money will make a real difference to the lives of children and young people at Chailey Heritage Foundation. Book your tickets at jumboensemble.org.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.